This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States said Thursday it stands with the people of China in their fight for human rights on the eve of the anniversary of Beijing's deadly Tiananmen crackdown. Amid heightened tensions between the two economic giants, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country will, in his words, honor the sacrifices of those killed 32 years ago and the brave activists who carry on their efforts today in the face of ongoing government repression. Meantime, thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets later today, Friday, to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risk time in prison. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security of democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is